Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski begins his second year in office this week. WYPR's John Lee reports that challenges ahead for Olszewski in 2020 include getting state money for the county's old crowded schools and dealing with a rising crime rate.
So far this year, there have been 41 murders in Baltimore County, an increase of 37% over the same period last year. During the first 6 months of 2019, the county's crime rate increased by 4.5%. On a recent tour through the Seven Oaks neighborhood in Perry Hall, Olszewski heard from Jennifer Burke, who says she no longer feels safe.
Our intention was to get out of this area.
Well, our hope is we can keep working with you in the community to
I hope so, too.
The county executive has to be very careful.
Republican County Councilman David Marks represents Perry Hall.
There's a real undercurrent of fear in Baltimore County about crime. There are many people who think that the city's problems are seeping into suburban neighborhoods, and he has to stay ahead of this.
Olszewski says he's doing just that.
We are going to be aggressively coming out, working with Chief Hyatt, working with our department heads, to make any other changes that are necessary to tackle this head on.
Olszewski says his administration is taking a closer look at the structure of the police department. There also are several dozen vacancies. As for education, Olszewski, a Democrat, had a major setback this year. Legislation he pushed for in the Democrat-controlled General Assembly that would have meant $400 million in school construction money for the county died in the Senate. Olszewski says he's optimistic the outcome will be different in 2020 because incoming Senate President Bill Ferguson supports it. Olszewski says a dozen middle and elementary schools could be replaced or renovated if it passes.
But it also sort of tees us up to move more aggressively on our high school challenges.
No additional state funding would mean a delay of 3 years or more in replacing Towson and Delaney High Schools. When Olszewski began his four-year term last December, he inherited a county budget with an $81 million shortfall. He says the previous administration had not been honest about the county's fiscal situation. So he held town halls throughout the county, explaining the budget and setting the table for a package of tax increases. When he talks about his first year, Olszewski ticks off a list of things his administration is doing to make government more transparent, like reforming lobbying requirements and putting on the November 2020 ballot a referendum that would allow the public financing of election campaigns. Also, he plans to hold another round of public town halls on the budget next year.
My goal is that whenever I leave office, that we have it's become so institutionalized that future executives have no choice but to continue on that legacy of being open and transparent about how decisions are made and involving people in the process.
Marks gives Olszewski a B for his first year.
His best asset is his likability and his transparency, and I think he's done a good job with that.
On the political front, Olszewski is not supporting his former press secretary, T.J. Smith, in next year's mayor's race in Baltimore City. Instead, Olszewski is backing Baltimore City Mayor Jack Young because he says they work well together.
T.J. is a friend, and I wish him well, but at the end of the day, I've got a good partner, and that's why I made that decision in this race.
Also, Olszewski says he likely will not endorse anyone in the 7th Congressional District special election to replace Elijah Cummings, who died in October. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.